Well, and we so appreciate ITC, and I've mentioned a number of times, of course, Linda Apsey, our longtime friend, president, CEO of ITC Holdings Corp, and then Christine Williams, and our next guest, Nora Belgoyan, Cindy Allain, and we realize ITC Holdings Corp, the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, is based in Novi. Owns and operates two subsidiaries in the state, ITC Transmission and METC, collectively ITC Michigan. And the two systems comprise approximately 8,700 circuit miles of transmission line serving most of Michigan's lower peninsula. ITC's investments in power transmission and infrastructure lower electricity costs, improve service reliability and safety, and increase economic activity and tax revenues for customers, stakeholders, and communities. Indeed, you go to itcholdings.com is another good way to get in touch with them, or Fortis, F-O-R-T-I-S, Inc.com. Any number of ways. Our connection is very quickly right here, right now, with the Director of Public Affairs for ITC, Kwafo Adakwa. Kwafo, nice to have you here.
Great to be here, Paul W. It's a great day, great Pure Michigan day up here.
I just want, is Ava listening?
Yeah, I don't know. She probably is.
Ava's right there. Ava's right there. How was the taco truck?
Taco was 8.5 out of 10. Just amazing. Amazing job they're doing up here.
Okay. I'm doing undue influence on Ava because she picks where we eat next. God bless you, Ava. Make your own mind up. We'll go wherever you want to go. This is a great location. Thanks for picking this location because ITC has helped out this part of the world and for our Pure Michigan tour. You've been with us from the beginning.
Thank you
for that.
No problem.
I was with you guys from the beginning.
You were, and I've been most of that. I've been with the company 16 years. So I've been
Pure
Michigan tours. Yeah, it's been a great partnership.
So, but how did ITC come to select here, in fact, specifically at Short's Pole Barn?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the work that's being done up here, you just had someone from Travis Connect on. We've been talking to those folks quite a bit. And again, a lot of our focus for the organization has been throughout the state, and there's a lot of great economic development activity happening up in this region. Wanted to highlight this, and the group here at Shorts has been fabulous all day long in terms of showing us about the process here, and we wanted to highlight this area of the system. Again, we operate, and a lot of the focus ends up being in the southern part of the state, but we wanted to show and put a little bit of light on northern Michigan and the work that's being done up here. So we're great and happy to be here and happy to be a part of what's going on. You talk about the electrification they were talking about with respect to some activities in the marina that's nearby here. So all of that is just fabulous for this region. We're happy to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, John Conrad was here, general manager of Elks Rapids Marina, and our friends, Susie Cooper and Lewis Cooper, the owners of what was Elks River Marina, now Elks Rapids Marina, right across the street. And interesting to learn about the electric boats there at the marina. And I suppose there's a lot more to electrification than just EVs. Talk about some of these other areas that are actually moving toward electrification that we maybe haven't thought about before.
Yeah, it's more than just cars. I mean, obviously in Michigan, we focus on the automobile industry and mobility in that regard, but they mentioned the boats that are going to be electrified. There's electrification happening in your home. When was the last time you went anything analog, really, in your home? So your home. Things like washers, dryers, lawnmowers, and then industrial processes. Those processes are changing, moving over from the kind of fossil fuel or gas-based type technologies into more electrification. And so ITC sits at the center of all of that activity when you think about delivering power reliably and at a value to all of our customers across the state and across our multiple state region.
Well, it's let's face it, ITC balances the need to make needed grid investments with the cost concerns on the part of the ratepayers. But as we move into the electrification of everything, the boats we talked about today, airplanes will be electric airplanes. I mean, it's crazy, but that's obviously what they're working on.
Yeah.
Can our grid handle all of these things? So we talk about the EVs, the electric cars, but there's so many other places. How's our grid going to do?
Yeah, well, I would do the old quote, plans are useless, but planning's essential. Our planning team, our engineering team, we're planning for all the eventualities that are going to happen. You talk about the adoption curve on EVs. You talk about the things with aviation. You talk about marinas. We're planning for the changing way in which we produce electricity and making sure we're able to deliver that. We're making those needed investments across our grid. We have one of our biggest capital plans going on this current year to kind of meet those future needs and kind of make sure that we are where we need to be as a state and be ready for whatever comes forward, whatever type of optionality that the state direction it wants to go from a policy standpoint or whatever you have with it. We are going to be ready, and we are planning, and we are operating the grid in a way that's a value for customers, and it's reliable.
I would say, Quaffo, that that ITC is bridging the gap between where we are with our power needs now and obviously looking ahead. You're going forward knowing and preparing.
Yeah, you just have to. And again, we have a lot of things thrown at us in terms of when adoption is going to happen, different technologies, when power plants may be coming online or going offline, what types of generation are going to come on. We've got to be ready for that, and we believe that we are. We've shown that over 21 years in operation that we are one of the best transmission companies in the entire country with our reliability metrics at the top of the charts for our Michigan operations for sure.
God bless you. Nice seeing you.
Good to be here.
16 years and counting.
Yeah.
With ITC, which is a great company headed up by Linda Apsey, and she was there from the beginning as well, president and CEO of ITC Holdings Corp. Quaffo Adakwa, the director of public affairs for IDC, really supporting and keeping us pure Michigan.
That's what we got to do. Thanks, Paul W., for the time today.
Thank you for being with us.
Appreciate it.
And thanks for your support.
No doubt.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So very much. As we continue in focus on WJR.